Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to lead off with this. I refer to this as combat pistol craft, but this is actually me just touching base with a guy that I'm going to train with at some point. And this should make a big change in my philosophical outlook on when it comes to gunfighting. Joining me again from Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bill. How's it going for you?
It goes. How was your trip? How was your gig?
The gig up in Maine went extremely well. The first time I ever had to deal with this issue popped up.
Right.
And I had planned for 10, but I wound up with 3. And then I did mostly private training, which it balanced out. But it was a lot of fun for me in respect to the mental gymnastics I had to do to fill in the gaps that were created by the amount of time I generated because I was only working with 3 instead of 10.
Right.
You follow me?
I do.
So I was able to really get into depth with the material, to an extent I've never really done in the training realm, simply because, you know, working with 10 or 12 people, you don't have the kind of time that you have when you work with 3.
Right.
And I really enjoyed it. And the private training was, very eclectic. I did, 3 2-hour blocks one day for individuals that wanted to work on specific issues, and it went really well. And you would think that it would be similar, but each 2-hour block was completely different. It was different topics. One individual wanted to better understand his vision. Another individual wanted to better understand the dot. So he'd been running a dot on a SIG 229 and had never turned it on. He just always, since he got the gun, he always used the irons, you know, the co-witness irons.
Right.
And had never turned the dot on. So he wanted a crash course in dot surgery. So he got that. And the other individual, come to find out, he was very concerned about his overall standing, so to speak, in the gun realm. And he was, I would say, an individual that basically had moved in and around the gun realm freely, you know, 20 years ago, and was very adept on all levels. And for whatever life's reasons, he just put it down. And he wanted to spend some time with me to kind of find out exactly where he was at, because he wanted to pick it back up and get back in the realm. And that turned out to be an awesome workout for me as well, because I basically just put him through his paces. And it was a very interesting time. Of course, Tatiana Whitlock hosted me up there. She's consummate host. Can't say too many good things about her. I mean, you know, time of the year in Maine was that free change of the weather. And it ran about, I think the hottest it got was maybe 65. You know, for me, it was awesome weather. For some of them, it was a little warm, but that's understandable.
Yeah.
I got back a week ago Tuesday and just, you know, back into the grind. And I can't say things are going really well for me. The medical thing is still a train wreck.
Right.
I put in, I asked for a second opinion doctor, and that was primarily because the doc that I was working with, a dude named Yamamura, he bolted, man. He left the firm or the whatever, the cabal.
Right.
I asked his nurse, well, that just leaves me out there flapping, right? I mean, when were y'all going to tell me this?
And
they never really had anything good to say. As a matter of fact, that doctor's practice, if I could remember it off the top of my head, I'd throw him under the bus. They don't practice good medicine. From my very first visit there at their office, things went bad.
Right.
And I informed them of that. They let me sit in the waiting room for well over an hour past my appointment time. And nobody said anything to me about it. I had to go up there and ask them, you know, what's the problem? What's going on? You know, y'all just going to let me sit out here all day?
Right.
And that didn't go over too well with them. And, of course, I didn't care. Because I was already well past my appointment time, and nobody said boo. So they got what they got. And it's just been tough, and I'll tell you why. This AFib thing might not sound like much, but it robs you of your energy.
Yes.
I cannot say I don't have the motivation to do things. I just don't have the energy. It's weird. It steals your energy. I don't know how to describe it. You may be motivated all you want, but just being able to, you know, get up and do things is a job. And I can work for, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, and that's it. I got to take a break, man. You know, I got to sit there and catch my breath and regenerate a little energy and go back at it again. And they tell me they want me to exercise, but they tell me at the same time, in the same breath, don't overdo it. Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, my ability to breathe is really what controls everything. And when that is compromised, you know, when your pulmonary system is compromised, it tells, you know, I mean, it's easy to, understand why it's hard to get anything accomplished, because you just don't have the energy to operate at the same level or the same pace that you would normally.
Yeah. Well, hold on right there, if you will, for a second, and we're coming up on the first break. Super Dave is the head of Combat Speed LLC. Still operational, even though he's sort of not operational. He's not operational to his full extent, but he's still doing gigs, still teaching people the fine art. You can follow him at SDave_Harrington on Instagram. He has a YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. He has Facebook, Dave Harrington, and Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And we were talking about health and everything else that goes on in these things and what you're going through right now. I'm fully versed in that when, I'll tell you what, even with open heart surgery, when they get done with that, I mean, you're really well plumped and everything's just pumping whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. It's still, the heart has a little bit of a climb. You know, a little bit of an uphill journey to get you back into that moment where you have stamina again.
Right.
And it's a kind, I mean, One thing that I'll tell you what I did, and I don't know how you feel about this. I mean, you could do it either actually or virtually in your house or whatever. I got a bike.
Right.
My knees, you know, my knees are shot. I haven't had them replaced or anything. And that part of it negates the fact that I, you know, I can't run. Walking is not as much fun, but I can ride a bike.
Right.
And riding a bike, I mean, I lost weight on it and everything else, got my stamina up, and then I got sick again because I was living in a house with black mold. But I still have bikes. I still have bikes that I'm not riding, but I do have an exercise bike that I do ride in the house.
Right.
That
well, my go-to.
Yeah.
My go-to exercise is walking.
Gotcha.
I drive out to the park and I walk the park, and that's a good. It's good for me mentally because it gets me out and about, and you know, I see what other people are doing, and not just such a grind. The other thing is, I try to mentally compartmentalize my circumstances, and that works for me extremely well. For example, if I have to compartmentalize myself for work because, I mean, if the docs would have their way, I would be sitting around like a bump on a wall, which is not going to happen anyway. But back to their, you know, me exercising at my discretion in respect to overdoing it. That's easy to achieve. You know what I mean? That's not rocket science. I don't have to push myself too hard to feel the negative effects. So I'm not, you know, concerned about overdoing it and falling out because of that. I just compartmentalize it and don't think about it until I have to. And that's how I've been getting by. So I guess it works.
Well, you know, I have been told, and I mean, one of the guy who gave me the bike is a personal trainer, and he's older than we are. He's 70, and he's very active, right. And he was one of my karate instructors back when I was a kid. And he has told me that he would like to see me walk more than I do walk. But, and I don't really know why, because I know that's a different kind of cardiovascular thing?
It's a total body exercise.
Right, right.
Walking is a total body exercise. That immediately comes to mind versus riding a bike. You know what I mean?
Right.
Your upper body is supported, and you're just using your hips and your legs.
Well, you do have to engage your core a little bit, but not so much on a stationary bike, because a stationary bike isn't going to fall over if you don't engage your core.
Right.
So it's sort of cheating.
Yeah, but if it makes it easier to do it because it's right there in your house.
Right.
That negates that.
Indeed. So all that's good and everything. I'll tell you something else. The Wing Chun part of it, as far as the shooting and everything, right. I have noticed that in my draws, because I practice draw strokes when I'm sitting here, I have noticed that in my draws now that because Wing Chun is all about the center line and all the things I'm throwing are in the center line, I have noticed now that my presentation is a little snappier. Of course, I'm not pulling a trigger.
I get it.
But it is a little snappier and everything, and I'm developing that. That's interesting that that's developing, because I sort of thought that that might happen, because all like, you know, at tactical response, when you take a class, when they say fight, you stick your hand out and yell stop, and you're stepping left or right and getting off the X, as they say.
Right.
Which is exactly what you're doing in Wing Chun, because you're always realigning your linear attack, because you're always squaring up on them wherever you go. If you go 45 degrees, you're squaring up. If you go the other way, and you're always squaring up with that to keep that center line protected.
Right.
That's also giving some unexpected benefits.
Good. you know, a lot of people don't think about how much energy if you have a solid, well-rounded dry fire workout built, how much of a workout it actually is to pull it off. And there are some, like you mentioned the draw stroke. Okay, well, check this out. You're standing facing a mirror. You can start with light weights, even 2 pounders. I started with 5 pounders.
Right.
And at my peak, I can use 10 pounders. Have a dumbbell in either hand, squared up with a mirror, hands at your sides, and mimic your draw stroke with the weight in your hand.
Right.
Right, just like you're coming up to the gun at your waist, and then rolling it on up through the position 3-ish, if you want to call it that, out the full presentation. And you alternate, you know, right side, left side, and do X amount of reps that you can perform cleanly. Because if you think about it, in the weightlifting realm, there are not a lot of actions lifting weights that mimic the physical actions that you perform doing gun work.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
So any of those physical movements that you perform when you're doing gun work, take a session, take a workout session, and just have you some light dumbbells, you know, 2 pounders. And perform your gun handling actions and then mimic those actions with the weights in your hand, less the gun. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And you will be surprised at how effortless your gun handling will become, because you're engaging those muscles in the sequencing groups to perform a gun handling task.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
Instead of a weightlifting task. And you can strengthen those actions in that manner.
Hang on for me, if you will.
Yep.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden's student debt forgiveness is being challenged in court as unconstitutional. Brian Brenberg on Fox News is a professor at King's College.
I don't know how this is constitutional. I mean, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but there's no way that the president of the United States can make a $500 billion decision about somebody else's debt. It's ridiculous.
As advertised, Hurricane Ian has become a major Category 4 storm ahead of its expected landfall along Florida's west coast, with catastrophic winds and life-threatening storm surge happening later Wednesday. At 5 a.m. Eastern, Ian is roughly 75 miles southwest of Naples, Florida, packing maximum sustained winds of 140 miles an hour. Governor Ron DeSantis.
So you're going to talk about power outages. You're going to talk about a lot of rain and flooding. And so this is not just going to be limited to wherever the storm makes landfall.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and we were talking about how various things will help you with the draw stroke, and Dave was discussing his dumbbell routine that he does working with that, and you wanted to get to hand strength as well. I mean, that actually does matter, doesn't it, hand strength, because you do have to maintain control of the weapon.
Absolutely. And given time and opportunity in the educational realm of shooting pistol, you cannot. Hand strength is invaluable. There's no way you can put a price on having enough to begin with, but more importantly, recognizing the fact that you don't have enough hand strength to function. And it's not just about basically functioning the pistol, like actioning, you know, holding onto the frame and actioning the slide, fully actioning the slide. You should be able to do that with either hand. There's nothing that you shouldn't be able to do right-sided or left-sided. You should be fully ambidextrous. Now, that's a lot easier for some people than others. But coming back to the hand strength issue, see, it really jumps right out at you when you're talking about entry-level shooters, or more importantly, brand-new shooters, brand-new gun owners. You know, they're into their primary goal is to acquire a firearm for self-defense use. So that typically type classifies the handgun being small, blah, blah, blah. Well, the smaller you get in handguns, if, for example, just a basic Glock 17.
Right.
9mm. Reduce that to the Glock 26, and you lose a massive amount of real estate in respect to where you can hang on to the gun at.
Right.
But the issue with it is it requires, because it's such a small handgun, it makes it that much more difficult to function correctly. But you've got to have the requisite hand strength to control it throughout the various manipulations because it's so small. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Now, dig this. The smaller you, if you're going to keep the cartridge 9mm or above, the smaller you make the handgun, the heavier it's going to have to be sprung. And that's primarily the recoil spring system. And that, in turn, makes actioning the slide that much more difficult. Whether the pistol's in your right hand or your left hand, that shouldn't matter. You need to know the location and function of the controls. And when you start breaking your grip down, I like to think in terms of breaking down not just my firing grip or grips, because I have three firing grips, right? I can use both hands on the gun. So I need to know the location and function of the controls and how to run the gun most efficiently when I have both hands to do it with. And then, of course, right hand only, and then left hand only. I like to break the grips down into control grips for firing grips, because 9 times out of 10, you're controlling the pistol, unless you're firing it. You're controlling it in some manner. If you're not firing it, if you're loading it, there is a requirement to control it in some manner. Tack loading, again, working with your kit and equipment, there's some kind of sequence there, and there's some kind of purpose. So what is it, and do you have the requisite hand strength to perform that task? So in respect to firing pistols, just in this little segment, we've skylined three major issues. Okay, one, being well-rounded or ambidextrous. Hand strength. And breaking your grip down into control grips and firing grips. So you work that out, and you will have come a long way.
Indeed. Indeed. Now, let me ask you a question. I shoot with people, and I see a lot of people that are shooting that the gun is actively moving in their grip.
Always. Generally. Unless you're, I can't believe I just blew the dude's name right off the end of my tongue.
Munden?
No, Bob. Well, he's one. Bob Munden. I'm trying to think. He's a current shooter. I used to shoot with the dude.
Michalik?
No, Robert. Bob.
Keller?
I don't think about it so hard, I'll remember. I used to shoot with him on the Pantheon gun team. Bob, anyway, Bob, Mystery Bob, has phenomenal hand strength, hand forearm strength. And he uses these Master Crusher hand spring things to strengthen his hands, and he's always done it.
Right.
Done it. He told me he started doing it the day he decided he was going to be somebody in the shooting realm. He started doing it to build his hand strength and forearm strength. And it's phenomenal. I was arm wrestling him one time out at the SHOT Show. And, yeah, he's kind of swaggering around a little bit, and I was like, okay, dude, now you got to picture this, man. I'm 6'1", 280, and Bob probably a buck 50 soaking wet. And we square off on this table to arm wrestle. And we put on a little bit of a show. Bob actually crushed my hand a little bit before we got started, so I knew I was going to have to make this pretty quick or suffer the consequences. And when we got to go code, I actually, Bob never broke his grip on my hand, but when I took him to the table, he came flipping off of his bar seat stool. It was like, go, flip. He didn't have enough weight to even stay in his chair. It was hilarious. And of course, you know, I gave him another go round and gave him an opportunity to hang on to the table. And, then it didn't go so well for me.
Oh.
Phenomenal, strength this young man has.
Well, hang on for me, Phil. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. Okay. Super Dave, you can find him at combatspeed.com. That is his website. You can follow him at Instagram, sdave_harrington@instagram.com. On Facebook, at Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington. And on YouTube, at Super Dave Harrington. Well worth the look. Well worth giving it a shot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Can't tell it, but this is take two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I've sort of already softened him up on this one. But you were talking about Bob Vogel, right?
Bob Vogel. Man, I could not get his name off the end of my tongue to save my life. Bob, if you're listening, bro, apologize, man. I hadn't thought about you in so long, and now that I had to or wanted to, I couldn't pull it off. Won't happen again, brother.
That guy, that is a very accurate, he's a very accurate shooter. I watch him stack shots, and I've tried to affect that grip that he uses because he's way down. He's almost below the trigger guard with his support index finger.
Oh, yeah. Bob's hand strength is phenomenal, and the way he locks the gun up is the key to his success. He'll tell you that himself.
Well, maybe one day I'll get
it's unreal.
Maybe one day I'll get to talk to him. Yeah.
He has the requisite visual and reflexes to support that too.
Right.
So he's definitely a unique individual.
Indeed. I watched him. I mean, when he's stacking shots, and I mean, when I say stacking, I mean, he's basically, even at 50 meters with a handgun, with a Glock, he's stacking shots. So he is a very, very accurate shooter and fast.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fast, and I understand why he would work with Taron Butler. I totally get that.
Right.
But, so you know that I had decided that my new, my day-to-day driver, my daily driver, carry handgun, I was going to decide on this. I decided I was going to do this. I was going to SIG M18. I put a Holosun EPS on it for an optic, red dot.
Right.
A Icarus Precision Ace SOCOM lower on the bottom of it because it's an aircraft grade steel aluminum 70-75 aluminum lower that has the same grip angle as they advertise. They call it the trifecta grip that is run on a staccato. So that means it's 18 degrees. It's perfect for me. Boom, I'm sticking it out there. Every time I present the gun, I do not have to look for the dot. The dot is just when I stick my arms out, boom, dot, right there. Already acquired it.
Okay.
Haven't shot it yet with the Icarus Precision lower, but I shot it exhaustively before I switched that over. So I'm only going to presume that with a better grip angle, I'm going to be better with shooting the gun.
Okay, so what do you expect out of the aluminum lower?
Just the grip angle. I mean,
it's got to reduce the overall weight of the gun, right?
No, it actually increases it a little bit because I'm replacing a polymer lower, right? I don't have the AXG. I have the M18, which is the military issue one with the safety on it.
Okay,
everything.
Got it.
So it increases it a little bit, but I would also expect that to maybe help whatever excessive.
Well, I'm confused, man, because you decide what's going to be your carry gun every other week.
Like you change socks, right?
Yeah, man. It's like you're still rotten.
Now, I have. Yeah, I am. I am spoiled rotten. And then things got a little more complicated because last week I got a care package from Tony Pignato at Staccato.
Right.
And now I have a C2.
Okay.
In the
very
house.
Good.
Now, the thing about the C2 and this and my M18 is an interesting, they have interesting similarities. They have the same grip angle, the exact same grip angle. One does not, the SIG doesn't have the grip safety, but the same grip angle. They both have a frame mounted safety. But one is striker fired and one is hammer fired. So, I have that beauty of the single action trigger with the staccato. And at the same time, I have the proven durability of the striker fired platform with the M18. So I've decided. So the first thing I did when I got the gun was I like to run dots. Dots work for me. And I'll tell you why. One time I was taking a class. And they told me to shoot at a headshot. And the headshot was the same color, the little pop silhouette that was popping around left and right on the steel target. It was painted the same color as my sights, and that was the same color as the background behind it. And I'm colorblind, and I couldn't see where my sight was hitting it. I couldn't see, really tell that that was out there. I could tell that I was just aiming somewhere beside the head. And I told him, I just had started, and it's like I was shooting a machine gun, pop, 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 and, hitting it every time. And then I get around to take this headshot, and it took me 9 shots to. And that was, it wasn't because I finally saw it in the ninth. It's just that was one place I hadn't shot before on the ninth shot.
Mm-hmm.
So with the dot. The dot is bright enough and wide enough in my field of vision. Even the red ones are white. I have reds and I have green dots. And even the red one seems white in my color spectrum.
Right.
And so I can see that against a...
Well, what color does the green look like?
White.
Okay.
I can't explain, but I don't know.
I don't understand color blindness at all.
Colorblindness.
I don't understand why deer can't see orange.
I'm going to tell you something. When I joined the military and I took the ASVAB test, my GT score was 135.
Whoa.
Yeah. But because
I got the big brain on Bill.
But because I was colorblind, I wanted to be in combat arms. And the closest I could get to combat arms was I didn't have to be able to see colors in order to be a rat rig operator. Remember those guys?
Right.
So I became a rat rig operator, and I was always with the mech infantry. So because I wanted to be in a forward deployed unit, I wanted to be, I did not want to be one of these guys that spent his military time in purely combat support. I know it's very important combat support, but I wanted to be out there in the front. So that was the closest I could get to the front was to do that.
Right.
Plus at that particular time though, as soon as they figured it out, when they got me out there into the field and everything, my vision defeated woodland camouflage. So whenever I was on point, we never got ambushed.
That's unusual, man. I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
If you can't see colors, you can't see camos, then it appears white.
What happens with that? What happens with that is I see outlines in camouflage.
Oh, okay.
So
you can see the pattern.
Yes, but I don't see the.
You don't see the colors, but you see the pattern.
But yeah, but what I'm looking at is if I see somebody that is all, he's got all the junk on and he's a sniper and everything, I see the outline of his body in that.
Wow. That's scary, man.
It is scary. And the scary part of it was I was like a rat rig operator. They were sticking me out on front. And I was like, how long do I have to stay here? Do I have to make rank to get off the point?
Right.
Anyway.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or get shot off point.
Yeah, then I made E4, and then which was not a rank to pull me off of it, but my sergeant did because he was like, I need you on the truck. I was pulling around a 577, So we decided we needed to mount a 60 on it, and I was the 60 gunner. So they, you know, that ended all of that. So
right.
Anyway, but right now I'm not too upset that I'm going to be going switching between these two guns and everything. I'm gonna take them both out and shoot them, and whichever I shoot the best is probably going to be my primary carry gun. But I'm almost certain that I'm going to shoot the Staccato a little bit better than the SIG, just because of the trigger. So,
yeah, that's to be expected.
Yeah, but you are absolutely right. I am 100% spoiled. I have way too many things coming across my bow. I'm going to always be in a state of confusion.
Only if you allow it.
Yes, I agree with that.
100%. I'll tell you what, it's very opportune that we happen to be speaking about your carry setup, because in conjunction with Peter Pye Jr. of Defiant Munitions, did I tell you about the new cartridge we worked up?
You did, but we don't have time to get into it now because we're about to run out of time.
Well, I'll bring you up to speed on it later.
Very good. I need to talk to him and you anyway, but that's all beside the point. CombatSpeed.com, that's where you would find him, young Mr. Harrington. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
No worries, Mr. Dull. I enjoyed it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hour number two is inbound. Think aim fire, if you will. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.